The Boston Phoenix has been taking a closer look at Mitt Romney's claims of searching through binders of women when he became governor of Massachusetts, and they found a different story than the one he told. Here are some of Romney's comments from the debate.
I went to my staff and I said, how come all the people for these jobs are all men? They said, well, these are the people that have the qualifications. And I said, well, gosh, can't we find some women that are also qualified? And so we took a concerted effort to go out and find women who had backgrounds that could be qualified to become members of our cabinet. I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Romney's then lieutenant governor and current advisor Carrie Healy made the media rounds yesterday supporting that claim, but she may have inadvertently upended it as well. Here she is on Fox.
The backstory here is that a women's organization, a bipartisan women's organization, the Massachusetts Women's Political Caucus, came to both candidates in the race and said, if you're elected, will you pledge, will you promise to put as many women in your cabinet as there are percentage of women in Massachusetts, which is about 50%. Mm-hmm. Both candidates said yes. And so when Governor Romney was elected, he set out to fulfill that promise.
Matt Weiser is national political reporter for the Boston Globe. He's also been reporting on this and joins us from Washington. So, Matt, it sounds like Mitt Romney did not go to women's groups. They came to him, that this idea to seek out women didn't come from Mitt Romney. He was fulfilling a pledge.
That's right. I mean, the way he said it in the debate made it sound like he didn't have qualified women, so he went out and sought these women's groups. And in fact, it's this group, the Massachusetts Government Appointments Project, or MASGAP, that came to him, as well as his Democratic opponent, Shannon O'Brien, to sign a pledge. And then they presented him with a list of women that they considered qualified after the election.
Well, and we know, as we just heard, Mitt Romney had a female lieutenant governor. He had a female chief of staff. But what was his record on hiring women for his administration? It was a pretty good one.
He got off to a very good start. And early on, in fact, a study by the University of Albany found Massachusetts to rank number one in the country in terms of women in high-ranking positions. He sort of faltered in the last 2 years, or at least didn't hire as many women. Women made up about 25% of his appointments.
Well, and some are saying that not only did he have fewer appointments, but many of the women left.
Right. And when they left, they were often replaced by men. Actually, by the end of the term, women made up a slightly lower percentage of appointments than they did when Romney took office.
But were these appointees in the Romney administration at high-level positions?
Yeah, I mean, a fair amount of them were. I mean, like you said, his chief of staff, he had several in his cabinet. So Romney did have some high-level appointments that women filled.
Well, President Obama has 8 women in his cabinet of 23 people. That's about 35%. Even some of his supporters would like to see it higher. And we remember reports of female members of his administration complaining they were left out of events like playing basketball. So where do you think this is going to go?
I think this is going to be a driving issue. I mean, both sides are eager to fight this, and they both are eager to attract women to their campaigns. So I don't think this is an issue that's going to go away.
Well, especially since the female vote seems so pivotal. The new USA Today Gallup poll, this was before the debate, showed Mitt Romney at 50%, President Obama at 46 in 12 very competitive states, and that bump up for Romney came mainly from women.
Yeah, and that is actually a dramatic shift from what it was several weeks ago and throughout this campaign. So this is a shift, and it's something that the Obama campaign is hoping to reverse.
Well, speaking of reversals, the original question that prompted all of this had to do with the Lilly Ledbetter Act, which President Obama signed into law, which was about equal pay for women and enabled women to sue, even if they didn't know that they weren't being paid fairly, at least in their estimate. And this was a question that never got answered. Do we know where Mitt Romney stands on Lilly Ledbetter?
Right after the debate, one of Romney's senior advisors, Ed Gillespie, was in the spin room and said that Romney would not repeal the Lilly Ledbetter Act, but that he opposed it at the time and would not have signed it. He walked that back yesterday and said that he was wrong to say that Governor Romney opposed the Lilly Ledbetter Act. In fact, he never weighed in on it.
Not willing to say for or against, but wouldn't repeal. Matt Weiser, national political reporter for the Boston Globe. Matt, thanks so much, as always.
Thanks for having me.
And by the way, here's a quote from Liz Levin, who was then MassGap's chairwoman back in 2006, and she said Mitt Romney was, in their opinion, caring about women's appointments. And nonetheless, the binders full of women hashtag on Twitter is going viral faster than Honey Boo Boo, according to the Boston Herald. Let's put the binders behind us. Be back in 30 seconds, here and now.